Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, the Philippines is an exciting place to go and tell people about Christ. It's very open to the gospel. I've been there. I have no idea how many times I've been there, been from one end of it to the other. And I know that God is doing a mighty work there. And so David Harris, who's our Far East field director, shares this news coming from the Philippines about the radio ministries there. And Brother Rick Martin, who lives in Iloilo, Philippines, recently wrote a prayer letter about the radio ministry there. The Lord has opened the door to start Christian radio ministries in many cities throughout the country. Now, this is miraculous as the government has allowed access, permissions, and licensing for new Christian radio stations to begin. With the help of Brother Gene Sharp, a friend to ministries around the world, many stations have been started. Other stations are nearing completion, and this will result in millions of people being able to hear the gospel preaching and teaching and programming and music. In this open door for ministry in the Philippines, thousands of people are hearing the gospel and scores of souls are coming to Christ. Brother Martin said, Brother Gene Sharp, who has started all 12 radio stations here in the Philippines, is planning to come in the next few months to set up more stations. And Lord willing, he will set up this station in Quezon City, which is a part of Metro Manila. The tower has been installed on top of La Loma Baptist Church in their six-story building. The broadcast studio is ready for the equipment to be installed. This amazing church is pastored by Ramel Olalia and has sent missionaries to many countries around the world. Let me just add there, I preached there back in days gone by. La Loma Baptist Church was started by former Beyond My missionary Mel Brown many years ago and continues to be a church with a strong worldwide outreach and also reaching many people there in the Philippines. Now, Brother Martin says, Lord willing, Brother Sharp will also be putting a station in General Santos City on this trip. Now, this city is the home of Mount Calvary Baptist Church, where BIMI missionary Doug Sisson is located. And this church, like the one in Quezon City, is an amazing church. It's seeing a real revival and has the personnel to operate the station. The Bible Baptist Church in Manduay City, Cebu, is ready to start their station. The pastor of this church is Rogelio Balanhay. His father was the pastor who started this church in the 1960s. His father also helped missionary Bob Hughes operate his Bible college back in the 1970s. The broadcast studio and the tower are ready, and they also have a recording studio where they can record music and messages. Now, Brother Sharp and his family have sacrificed much in finding ways to help these stations he has built around the world. When he built his first station outside the United States, he went to New Guinea and built his own house in the jungle. He stayed there with his wife for 1 year until the station was finished. Well, there are a lot of projects Brother Sharp could work on if he had the finances. We have a generous donor who will match any funds Brother Sharp receives for the radio ministry here. We already have 10 applications for cities to start stations. Well, would you pray with us along with the missionaries in the Philippines and also for Brother Gene Sharp as he helps us with that great ministry?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.